to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
Hallelujah. 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 Shout hallelujah. The shout of victory and the shout of the King is amongst us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now I want us to read very briefly from Ephesians chapter 6. We'll take a few verses and we'll just have a brief Bible study. Ephesians chapter 6. From verse 10. To 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Hallelujah. Please, let's take our seats.
Gbogbo aye wa ri bi oruko re o nko re
Hallelujah. Now, let's take a quick stop in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. The admonition of Paul in verse 10 was that we should be strong. He said, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord. You see, and in the power of his might. And I'm going to explain a few things to you here. The first thing I want you to know is that this is an admonition, because you may be in Christ and yet be weak. You may be in Christ and yet not be able to draw from the resources that the heavens have given to you. You might be in Christ for 10, 20 years, and you may still struggle with even the fundamental, the basic things of the Spirit of God. And Paul was telling us here, he said, look, say you have to be strong, because what is coming requires strength. What is coming? See, requires strength. You may be well resourced, but if you are not strong, and I will tell you today that being strong is layered across different aspects. You need to be strong mentally. Because if the devil tries to stop you, and he's unable to do it spiritually, he will come after your mind. The devil will always look for the weak spot. He knows that you are very fearful. You can move into a new house, and moving into that house, you'll be praying and fasting every day. You'll be seeing demons doing, you know, because for whatever reason, this is not the old house. The old house, you seem to have mastered that area. You have all the demons know you, you know them, and everybody behave themselves. But this new terrain that God is bringing you into, you can now, you realize that they want to check you out. They want to test you. It's like getting a new job, and you have a boss that always shouts at people. And the first time he tries to do it, I say, no, sir, please, you can talk to me, but you don't have to shout. Ah! Who is this one? No, you don't have to shout, because I'm here. I'm not far away. I can hear you. You can give me your feedback, but you don't have to shout. Sometimes, you need to confront witchcraft. But do it when you know that you are spiritually ready. Don't just do it because you're emotional. Paul said, be strong in the Lord, which means it is possible for a believer. It is possible for a believer to be weak, and yet he's a child of God. Which also suggests that to be strong is a personal decision. To be strong is a what? Pastor, wait 1 minute. Are you with me? It's a personal decision. And whatever you do with that decision will determine whether you will come into your highest calling. You will enter into your highest governmental office. There are many prophets that are sitting in churches and they are not prophesying. They are not recognized. Because there is a battery level. There is a specific energy level that may be required for you to enter into what God has called you into. And you don't have that charging power. You know, I was watching these days now, the Chinese are my friends, so I watch them a lot. I watched their inventions, you know, 2026 inventions. And I saw that they now have, so 50% of the vehicles in China now are electric vehicles. And they are driverless cars. You know what it means? You go out on Valentine in a driverless car. You can actually talk to your phone. Your car will start itself wherever it is. Come to where you are and park beside you like a dutiful servant. Then you talk to it, unlock, and it unlocks the door, and you go in. And you are taking her out for Valentine. She cannot say no. Once you propose, before you land, she say yes. Because if this is your future now, I want to imagine what it will look like when we marry. But today is not about driverless cars. Today is about the charging stations. Because before now, and we have a few charging stations in Lagos now, and some of them are being built by one of us in this church, who is an engineer. All right? So it goes around Ibadan, Abuja, Port Harcourt, and it's building charging stations. So I came to tell you that this is February, and that if you decide to be lazy, some of us have already moved on. And this year, overtaking is allowed. Are we together? I say overtaking is allowed. So there is no our day or we came together. No, 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 no. This year, are you still with me? Actually, you are angry with me this morning. I'll go to China. I have a visa, actually. If you just provoke me now, I'll just leave this mic, go straight to the airport. When I land in another 14 hours, you just hear shahun shan shan. Harvest word, shin shin. So if you don't beg me, I won't come back. You must beg. All of you must do WhatsApp or sorry, video call and say, Pastor, come back. Even I will not come back. I will tell the Chinese government, don't any block all of them. They block. Now, there is a particular, the regular charging ports. Please stay with me because this is where I'm going. The regular charging stations can take anything from 10 hours, 13 hours to like or to overnight to fully charge your vehicle. But when it's fully charged, that car could run for days. You know, like go for days. Then recently, one of the inventors in China said, why do we have to wait a whole night to charge a battery? So when you come to their charging station, 3 minutes you're out. What do? There's a machine that goes into the base of the vehicle, takes out your battery, replaces it with a new one. Now, isn't it good news that you don't have to keep buying batteries? All you have to do is just go there. There's in 3 minutes. And you know the beautiful thing? I was watching the video. The car was driverless. The car turned, reversed, entered the parking station. The thing was removed. The battery was replaced. And the car just drove out like nothing happened. Meanwhile, my professor is still bragging about why he likes manual cars. I love manual. See, manual, you can push it. Are you praying for your car to break down? Must your car break down? Save a car. Have you seen people talk about manual? Maybe this is the man that will appreciate it. No, I'm not joking. If you see people talk about manual, you'll be asking yourself, why did I buy automatic? The brake will just pack up one day. See that manual? Once you can, once you put it in, you push it. Can push it from here to Sokoto. Now, they also decided to take the step further. And somebody decided, why do we even have to change the batteries? Why can't we have a supercharging a facility that can get your car out in 15 to 30 minutes? If you like your battery. You know? What am I telling you? Upgrades are not only going on earth. Upgrades are going on in heaven. Let me give you an example. The scripture says that we should build up ourselves in the most holy faith by what? By praying in the Holy Ghost, which means if I pray in tongues consistently, not only am I developing in my spirit capacity, but anytime we are running iOS 30 in the spirit, because I am in the charging mode. Have you ever tried to update your iOS and you got a prompt, you need to connect this phone to a charger that the battery level is too low for the upgrade. Come on, are you with me now? I said the battery level is too low. What you are praying for, you can't handle it. What your spiritual capacity is too low. You need to be connected to a power source. So you will find that you may be in the same house with a person. Two of you are serving the same God, but he is always having system prompts for upgrades. And you are wondering, how come you're always having breakthrough? How come this lady, she just said, I had an angel visit me. Angel in this house, kilo day. And you slept like a log of food. In fact, you had your best sleep. The angel had to keep you like sleep because we don't want you to disturb this conversation. You know, because you always roll on the bed. So, you know, sleep today. See, let me tell you, that day that you say you slept well, something happened though. It's just that you didn't know. You slept. The angels came and visited your neighbor. But what's that neighbor doing? Satakula, Rabbe Fadose, building up yourself, which means every amount of time I give to building up my spirit, I qualify for a regular upgrade. Building up yourself in those spirit by what? Praying, which means prayer is a requirement for system updates. And what do you think Satan fights the most in Christians? Prayer. Because prayer is not convenient. Prayer is not easy. You can have an excuse. You can sit in front of your computer, and all of us who do computer stuff here, you will realize that all you have to do is to start your day in front of that computer before praying. That's it. Tomorrow, you will not pray again. You will not study your Bible. Because the moment you tell yourself you want to quickly just send this email or quickly upgrade this application, that is it. You will now be feeling guilty in the middle of the night. What I'm telling you this morning is that even though we all have channels of approaching God and getting our battery level charged,
we will not be charging at the same level. Because some people will come to God and this is what they do. And that is okay. It's like using a slow charger. But you charge. You will charge. In fact, you may have a community of slow charging friends. Say, you know, it's good to wait and just see, there is no fire. You understand? This thing you are doing, these beans will never be done. Never. You will still go, graduate, 4 years, come back. That beans is still trying to get done. You understand? It is not God stopping your momentum. Many times it's your charging level. When you qualify, it is the system that prompts you. Oh yeah, take this download. Take this revelation. Are you with me? When you pray into a level, you will just get a pop-up on your phone. Update 211 is available. Do you want to do it now or overnight? Don't you notice they're always pushing that overnight thing? The AI understands that night is when serious people work. But we may be together right now. We may be together and we are not charging at the same level. So what's happening is that because there is an ingredient that God is looking for. Huh? Number one, longevity in prayer. Number two, fervency. You see, fervency, without fire, you can't be fervent. Without fire in your belly. Huh? When you see someone praying and he's doing like this, don't be angry. He has fire, you don't. And please don't confuse fervency for just being able to juggle your body, because some people have bodies like rubber. They can juggle, but they are not saying anything. That's not what I'm talking about. The ability to maintain a prayer posture and you stay in that mode and you continue to press. So you may find somebody is just sitting quietly, but is connected and is praying. The idea here is that you must fulfill at least two conditions. Number one, your prayer must be fervent. Fervent means that there is pressure. You can feel the pressure as you are praying. You are pushing updates. You are locking into. Sometimes the things you are even locking into, you are not even clear. But you are pushing. You can feel something is being downloaded into your spirit. It's just downloading, just downloading. I remember when I prayed. I mean, I prayed. I wear my bedroom slippers and I walk around. I didn't know what to do with my life, really. You know, because after I get crashed into the interview to become a secondary school teacher, and I was still thrown out. That was the day I knew that, Ogunwa, that if this government work that should be free for everybody, they still said you are not qualified. That's when you start missing your father. Because if my father was alive, I would not be here for any reason. But now I am condemned. See the way we are pushing the gate. Let us in. We didn't even have an invite. We were trying to force see the way the man of God. That day, dangerous ability. Say, look at this one. Look at this man of God. We are pushing ourselves, holding your brown envelope, your credentials, just pushing until some people jump. They say, I love you, go by. If those of you jump in the first, we will not attend to you. They are just jumping. The salary was 25,000. But you see, that exercise was good for destiny. So that you will know that it is not in a man's, it is not given to a man to know his path. It has to be revealed. One of my friends, colleagues that we jumped the fence that day, recently became a professor in our WhatsApp group. So, David, you know, was president of Anglican Student Fellowship. So we celebrated him, teaches in South Africa. And he still has that gentle look. I think I was the only one who went to the bank. And the other one is now the special assistant to the current governor of Ondo State. So when I go to Ondo State, I'll visit the government house. They have been asking me to come, so I'll go. And I'll take a picture so that my enemies can know that we made it finally. So, but this is what I'm saying. When you make an excuse for your ability to stay with God, you are actually robbing yourself of updates. Because if the update that is coming is from this level, level 10, and you are on level 4, even there are certain files, the moment you try to download them, it will tell you don't have the memory capacity within your hard drive or system to accommodate it. You have to start deleting, looking for something you don't need, or you just go back to Computer Village and buy 2 terabyte SSD. So capacity is everything. Pastor, every time I pray, I just perceive God is trying to say something, then I get disconnected. It is capacity. It's not always the devil. The devil could be there, but it's not always the devil. In fact, some of us are not important yet for the devil to notice us. So we are talking about fervency of spirit. And what's the second one? Longevity. You have to train your feet in the place of prayer. Actually, when I see people that talk a lot, especially when I review your conversations and they have no meaning, it is actually a clear sign that you don't spend time with God in prayer. Yeah. Let's go back to that scripture. The moment Paul began to speak about becoming strong, I want to bring out something in. The word power, put up that word. Can you look at the screen? It says, finally, my brethren, be strong. Now, let me look at the word strong, because I think there is something there. The word strong is the word enable to increase. The word be strong there is translated enabled to what? Enabled to what? So he said, my brethren, be enabled to increase in the Lord. You are enabled to increase. You should be enabled to increase in the Lord. And in the power, the word power there is the word kratos. And kratos is one of the highest levels of God's power. The word kratos is, I love kratos because it's very easy for me to remember among the other shades of power. Kratos there is the same power that was used to raise Jesus from the dead. All right? So kratos means dominion might. You know what dominion might is? It's like when you exude your strength, put your feet on someone's neck, and the person cannot come out. It cannot break out free. You exercise your dominion. It's like it's associated with kings. When the king says, take this man away, and without blinking, he doesn't have to come back and check, that man will be taken. Wherever he points his finger to is where that man is going. It could be in the dungeon. You can't sue him. You can't appeal. There is no legislative. There is no judiciary. The king is all in all. That's kratos. That was the same power that was used to raise Jesus from the dead, where God, by his own sovereign will, determined that by the spirit of holiness, Jesus will be raised from the dead. So kratos here is a high dimension of power. Please put up that scripture. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the kratos. That means the believer has access to kratos. Are you with me? That means you have access to dominion power. And what's our theme for the year? The year of what? Dominion and influence. So you have access to kratos. Now, maybe in another service, we will now talk about the requirements, nature, and character of dominion of kratos, because that one is a different thing entirely. Then the scripture looks again and talks about in the power of his might. All right? The power of his might there relates to what? That word might is strength. It's talking about the extent of his, the extent of the reach of his power. So it talks about, put up that scripture, please. It talks about what? In the power, talking about kratos, the dominion power over everything. But might there talks about the extent to which he chooses to execute that power. So you may have dominion power, and yet your dominion power will just be good for charging an iPhone 16. Now that's not the full capacity. That dominion power can light a city. But you see, until your lampstand is placed upon the table, you cannot shine. You see, to determine which lampstand will be placed which lamp will be placed on the lampstand to shine, it is not completely about you. the deities that are involved must decide that you are ready. Because once they project you, they can no longer pull away. And this is why a lot of people are wondering why, despite several of their efforts, they are not being projected. And that is why today, if you want to short circuit your journey, you may want to go into, maybe as a pastor, you may want to focus on branding, marketing, stage light. Those things are good. Eh? All those smokes, they are good. But they are not the glory. So as much as you want to create a cinematic effect and have camera angles, zoom in, zoom out, you know, those things are good. But I hope you have the real glory, so that people will not live there, and when she's leading worship, she just raises her hand and the smoke will just cover her. Say, wow, that was so powerful. Then she will also crop it and put it on her status. You just see her vanish into the smoke. Well, that is possible in the place of prayer, but we will also enjoy this one because it's, the effect is actually good. Like, it's, there's a way the effect will just be doing somewhere you're going to meet the brat controlling that thing. Thank you. You know, I felt that. So you may have that, all of that effect, but it's just a shell. It's a shell. It's not the glory. So the Bible talks about Kratos. The Bible talks about the extent of that power and why is that significant. Please give me the next verse. It says, now then you are going to put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, the mistake, stay with me, the mistake that Adam and Eve made was that they didn't take their time to research their enemy. Like many of us are doing. People leave clues around us and we keep excusing them. People leave clues around us in the house and we keep excusing like it's just random. It's not random. People are telling you what they are going to do to you and you keep excusing it. You keep excusing. In this house, once we have dinner, everybody wash your plate. But he leaves the plate the first night. Leaves it the second night. It is you that must be the Christian. He is allowed to be the child of the devil. You know those kind of situations. Eh? You are the one that everybody says, but you are a Christian now. Yeah. All my uncles called me in the middle of the night. I called the call. He called the guy, He now called. I said, hello, daddy, how are you doing? He said, fine. He said, Benga, you don't call? You don't check on? I said, daddy, can you see the time? Can you see the time you are calling? It's late in the night. Shouldn't be doing this. Are you trying to guilt trip me? I can't be guilt tripped too. As you are looking at me, I have no heart. I have no heart. The one was just like looking at me like, close your way. I said, you can't come wrong that time and tell me that you didn't check on me. Do I check on myself? Am I over by? He now said, after that, he now said that, you know, it's good to check on your parents as they are getting older. And I said, please, can I ask you a question? He says, I said, so we're having this conversation now. He says, your kids, the one in Spain, the one in this, did they call you this week? Say, yeah, some of them called. I said, did they call my mom? Said, no. So what are you talking about? So I asked him, I said, why, what are you talking about? You want me to check on you? Your own kids don't check on my mom. What are you talking about? He said, yeah, but you are a Christian. I said, what? I said, I better leave that thing. Baba, hold that up. Hold that up. Good night. We'll talk again. It is always when it's your turn, people want you to be a Christian. So you, what are you? Child of Satan? Because if you don't understand that the first layer, the enemy will attempt to tear you in pieces is mentally. If you don't understand that, you will be shooting arrows in the spirit realm instead of targeting the soulish realm. The devil knows that you are a woman of fire. The devil knows that you are an ascension... You are an ascension mama. Anytime you pray like this, fire everywhere. They will not go there to wait for you. They will place somebody that will trigger you, provoke you, make you feel so sick. You will just have this in-law from hell that will just visit you. Every time you get your salary, you will just see that message, that phone call. They know the day you are paid, even though they don't work in your office. It takes a Christian, you have to, if you are not sensitive, you will react in the flesh. Because not every help is from God. So you must even determine if this person you are trying to help, if it is God that is sending you, or you are just wasting your money. How can you be asking me for money that even me, I can't spend on myself? Ah, no, it's not from God. How can you be asking me for money that even if me, if I have now, I can't spend it on myself? Sir, this your desire is not from God. I will tell you, I say this your request is not from the Holy Spirit. So before you guilt trip me, I will first return it to you that this thing is not from God. Why did Paul say put on the whole armor of God? Because any area that is exposed will be exploited. Any area in the armor that is exposed, Satan will exploit it. So when Satan comes looking for you, he doesn't immediately begin to fight you. He's looking for exposure. Are you still here? You know, Valentine is a good time to be reckless. Alright? So he will look for exposure. So it is your own duty to understand the nature of the kind of calling God has given to you. To know the doables and the undoables. To know the lines you cannot cross. And not assume that because Shade did it and escaped. Shade has a praying mother. Shade has a praying mother. Toba, try it. If you try it, you will know the difference between having a praying mother and not having one. Some of our parents, they didn't go to school, but their spiritual eyes are open. Oh, Makata, they will call you. Where are you? Turn back now. Wherever you are going, turn back. I may be old, but I'm not blind. And I'm not talking about those two eyes, the one with your goggles and Pada, if I'm your mother, go back now. Speak with authority. May God give you those type of eyes. Oh. Wherever your children are, you know, you see that, call their teacher. Where is he? No, it's not there. It's in the restroom. Go and check him. Bring him out. Oh, isn't that a wonderful gift to have? Yes. You sit in your house, the Holy Spirit will bring you information. Say, are your children, are you checking on there? Say, don't worry. Because you see, the strength of your sight is directly proportional to the strength of your intimacy. People are praying for the gift of visions when what they should be looking for is intimacy. Into me, see. Into me, look into me and see. When you, Holy God, open. It's good to pray for open eyes. Look for intimacy, your eyes will open. What is going on in my life? Why am I not making? Sit down with God. Sit down with Him. Oluwa, I cannot continue like this. Tell me about myself. This is why when warfare comes, many times we don't even know where to start from. Because number one, you don't have a foundation which is identity based. If God says you are a prophet, if you are a prophet, you will have challenges and issues that will border around your emotional stability. A lot of prophets are depressed. That is the nature of the work. But people don't know. A lot of prophets find it difficult to have friends. Nobody wants to hang around someone that sees everything. See, we are going out. Please, as we are going, don't see anything. Let's just eat and go for the other meeting. Don't see scorpion. Don't see tiger. Let's just eat. In fact, don't pray. Let me pray over the food. Because if they ask him to pray, he will see something. The trigger for the prophet is prayer. Are you with me? Oh, you didn't hear that one. I said the trigger for sight for the prophet is what? It's prayer. When you ask him to pray, it's like you are opening a channel for him. When you see a prophet, he wants to pray, he's praying slowly. Oluwa, Olorun Alagbara, Oluwa Modupe o, Adupe o, Eshe o. Eje ki awon malaika to ma nba mi sise ko ma sumo mi bayi If you don't understand what I'm saying, Mama, I don't know how I'm going to interpret this one. When they are talk, we say, they say, may prophet pray. Now, what I am saying now may not be what you are hearing. Because a prophet can pray in two ways. He's praying into the microphone, but in his heart, he's telling God something different. Father, bless this woman. Father, satisfy her. Do this. In his mind, in his spirit, what he's asking God is, what is wrong with her? So when you look at the prayer he prayed over you, and when he finally said, sit down, madam, I saw that in 2016, you'll be wondering, what's the correlation between the prayer and what he's saying? It's because it's input and output. So when he's praying, what that prayer is not really for answer. It is to create an atmosphere for revelation. Once a prophetic person, Father, in the name of Jesus, say, Ekano Salih Napas. He's looking for where the radar is. Is that prayer is not for you? It's the radar. He's looking for where the radar is. So you may be praying in tongues and you may be speaking in tongues and screaming. When you meet a prophetic person, it's not the same frequency. And that is something you can learn. You don't even have to be a prophet. Use your first layer of prayer to search for where the signal is. Don't just pray aimlessly as though you just want to mark 1 hour so that you can start and say, I will pray. We have prayed today. Oh, $2. No. Prayer is a very powerful tool. Most people don't know how to pray. Prayer can be used for revelation. Prayer can be used for clarification. Prayer can be used for intimacy. Prayer can be used for deliverance. Prayer can be used for healing. Prayer can be used for direction. Prayer is such a very powerful resource. In fact, what you need to do is master one or two areas through which you can deploy prayer. So that when they see you, they know that this brother has a PhD. If it is direction you are looking for, if you just say, don't travel, don't go. I know the Holy Spirit is in every one of us, but how many of you can hear don't go after you've worn your clothes and packed your bag? How many people can still hear, don't go? You've paid and you're already sitting in the bus. You're already seeing yourself in Ibadan. Can you, in spite of every right condition, can God tell you no, come down? Until you are able to hear no, you can't hear God. Until God is able to talk to you in spite of how you feel. Until God's voice is stronger than your emotion, you are not hearing God, sir. You're not hearing God. That means you are hearing on level 1. When you cross level 6, 7, even if you are happy, God can come and say, why are you happy? Don't go. God will disregard your feelings. And you need those that, when you say you cannot pray, these are the matters we should be concerned about. Why am I still, it's as if God wants to speak to me, but I just get this. How many of you have experienced that before? It's like, you just know, it's like God's word is around you, but you are not getting the nitty gritty. Sometimes you may need to hear the word of God. Some other times you may need to pray yourself into the mind of God. There's a difference. Pray yourself into the word of God means that what? When I pray, at some point the spirit of revelation will break forth. Either I am dreaming, or the Lord is speaking to me clearly in the spirit, or maybe I just have some kind of experiences that will just confirm to me this thing we're about to do, God is in it. God will speak to you clearly. Don't worry, I'm with you. Go. But when you pray yourself into the mind of God, it's different. You may not hear a voice. You may not get any sign. But you pray yourself into the reality of that thing you have said, which means the thing will start happening naturally. Are you with me? You just notice that the doors are now opening. They told you they've taken someone. They will call you. Okay, come and also supply. You pray yourself into that reality. If you want to be strong, operate the two. Pray yourself to be able to hear and discern. Then pray yourself into the reality. And if you want to do it better, get into that reality first before your family members. Because whoever opens the door will be the gatekeeper. Are you here? Oh, I've not started my message, yo. Okay, let's wrap up. Are you blessed? Put up that scripture. He said, put on the whole armor of God. And I told you, I said, every time Satan looks at you, the first thing he's looking for is what? Exposure. What part of your armor is weak or exposed? Weak or exposed? He said, if you put on the whole armor of God, you will be able to what? To what? Which means if I do not, if I pick the part of the Bible that I like and I apply, and I leave the part I do not like because it's inconvenient. Oh, can I take this deeper? If I find tithing uncomfortable because I think that God doesn't need my money, yet I want him to protect me. If I think that 10% is too much for him, that means that your 90 will not be enough. If you think that your blessing is sourced from you, then you can keep eating your tithe. We are not even talking tithe, we are talking 100%. If you are still negotiating whether God needs it or not, after, oh, okay, let me tell you, it's not God, it's the church. But God takes record. So whatsoever is not done of faith is sin. So in the Melchizedek order, tithing is a response of faith. If you do it in faith and honor to him, he will receive it. Will you go to heaven when you die without tithing? Very well. But definitely I can assure you, the blessings of those who have advanced the kingdom of God by their blood and sweat, you cannot have down. You cannot have down. We will not all be the same in heaven. There is the glory of the star. There is the glory of the sun. It's not the same. It's not the same. Look at that. He said, you need to be able to withstand. Which means there are certain types of warfare, Pastor Buki, that you cannot, the goal of that warfare is not to fight, is to withstand. There are things you will go through. You will have to go through it. Are you with me? You will have to go through it. It's not as if the problem will just disappear. But you see that capacity to withstand. If your armor is weak or incomplete, you will fall. That is the essence of verse 11. Because Satan will come and take a big stone. Pull! He shakes more. Bring me a bigger stone. Aim his head. Head. Can you aim the head once and get his head? Oh, go and call the other demon for me. Where are you? Aim the head. That is strong coconut head. Pull! Now, if the young man was busy talking to one girl under the tree, say, what's your name? Say, I'm Val. Oh, you're Val. Today's Valentine. Oh, my God. While he was doing that, when his colleagues were praying, because he's a member of prayer team, when his colleagues were praying, he said, because it's Valentine, he has promised the guy she will be there. Oh, Valley. Why don't they? The problem spiritually is that anytime you are attacked, you will not usually, most of the time, see the impact immediately. Because one of the things Satan always does is that he tries to erase the audit trail. Satan will try to erase the audit trail. Satan will try to erase the audit trail. You will not be able to see a connection between going to that place and what is happening to you. He will remove anything that... So you need to have spiritual eyes to see that anything you can be. Somebody has removed something here. That before... Look at the footmarks from here. The footmarks disappeared. No, sir. No, sir. Valley, I suspect you. Valley may not be the problem. The problem is that you are in the wrong place. That's the only problem. And Satan looks for exposure. Satan look. What are the exposed areas? Your excuses. Thinking that God is a Democrat and not a king. You can't vote him out. Everybody who complained about him are dead. Everyone who complained about God. There was one of them, his house was even used to publish Bibles. He said he will erase Christianity in 60 years. People in his house became Christians. They converted the house to publishing house. But the man died. Say we stand. To withstand the what? The wiles. The word wise there is called methods. Methodologies, strategy, stratagem of the devil. They say, go this way, go this. Okay, put Mercy in that corner. Everybody's going to be looking at Mercy, but we are going to use another player where our focus to score two goals will be first nine, exactly. Thank you. So you have someone that you are, everybody thinks is going to be the star, and the plan the game around somebody neutral. That is what the devil does. And then you are here just watching watching, but the business, the contract, that thing you are trusting for God, for trusting God for, has been taken behind you. Because Satan does what? He uses strategy. So if you find Satan to this morning now, he's in his war room strategy. We tried this against Busayo, and they keep files and data. This one did not work. We took our job away. We made her homeless. This did not work. So consistently, Busayo has been known to thrive in very difficult, but she will be crying. Busayo will be seen to be crying, but she will not go back. So as it is now, it is clear that we have to change our strategy. So let's see if we can introduce a brother into our life. And I tell you, God bless you. You see, as they are saying it, be releasing fire. I heard someone say, "What is it? It's not in the Bible that I should play Ogo's fire." I said, they have not opened your file. Oh, this she file. They have not opened your file. When they open your file, you will know that fire is the answer. For every file, there is fire. What are you talking about? The devil is, believe me, oh, whether I shout Ego's fire or not, that's how Satan sits down. That is why it seems that the enemy can be very intense against you. The devil knows that the only way to get through to you is to break your will. You are not hearing me now. So it will first start with malaria. Then you go for this. Is it RDT test? They'll say they can't see anything. They will now check the normal MP malaria parasite test. I say, one plus. Okay. They'll give you injection. Haven't you taken injections that didn't work before? Welcome to Nigeria. They'll give injections with tablet. 2 weeks, you are out. You still be feeling sickly, feeling weak. Later they'll say there's infection. Okay, take Ciprotab. Ciprotab, they'll say is it 14 days or something? I think there's 14 days. There's 7 days, so morning, night, morning. Uh-huh. So you will do that one. Then all the signs, symptoms are just okay. You need to rest. Doctor, injection, tablet. Even before I came, I've already used what's that popular malaria drug? Quartem. I've used Quartem. You came, you changed it to another one. To Leon. Lonat. You've changed the thing to Lonat. Now you gave me injection again. Now you gave me Cipota. And now says, that's Cipota. Where did you buy? Is it? No, that shop. They don't say. Go and change it to Augmentin. 1 gram. You will just look back and realize in the last 3 months you've been on drugs. The one you realize. How many of you have had a pain in your body for like 3 months? Or like it's just there. You are living with it like. You can't, people know that you are just quiet, you are reserved. They will know that when they want to argue you, they see you moving back. It's not you. You are not the problem. If you hug me and I can't withstand your hug, so because I have leg pain, you'll be there 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and you won't be able to tell anybody what you are going through, because it won't make sense to you. It's just malaria. Devil will break your way. You'll be under a lot of intense pain and discomfort at night. And where is Satan going? He wants to get you to the point where you can't even pray again. There are some of us, all night, Maria, we can't open our mouth. If my wife asks me, say, do you feel better? Because if I say I'm feeling better, she'll just leave me and go. So I don't. Sorry, MG. I don't want her to leave me and go. Some of us just like people attention. Just be asking, saying, "So how is it now? How is it now?" So if I say, you know, the normal thing is, "How are you? Fine." But you are sick. I know they do that. I will not answer. See, hey, what was it? Tell me. I don't know. I don't know. It's everywhere. What is everywhere? So should I put on this? Yeah. Okay, turn it off again. Yeah. So in case you think you're a bad person, you have met someone worse than you. you don't want to live with me. We have to. I'm a full-time job. What Satan just wants to achieve is what? To get you to that point where you are so weak, and the faithfulness of God becomes blurry in your eyes. And what is he doing? He's only practicing that scripture with you. And because you have not been established in doctrine, you have not learned the art of prayer, you relax because there was no challenge. So you are living your life. You are hoping everything will be fine. You are just doing your thing. And then Satan came knocking. The day the serpent came to the garden, there was no notice. There was no notice. The serpent was very friendly. Are you Eve? I've heard so much about you. Just shake. You guys are doing. I can see this place is very organized. Since few people came here, everywhere is arranged. You guys are doing. How's your husband? He went out. Wow. This place has a new look. Wow. I think this is the kind of management we are looking for here. Do you think Satan will not try to, first of all, establish rapport with you? You think that guy is the messenger of Satan? He has to establish rapport for him to, for Satan to achieve what he wants to do. If he suddenly comes to him and says, hey, Jobonisco. If he says that, your spiritual alert will go up. But if he comes here, okay, I'll, you know, who is supposed to take your tutorials? Okay, no, I will handle it. He looks like your body, your ID body type, your ID height, and he's always smiling, always putting his glasses here, jeans service here. You are my facilitator. My facilitator. Personal facilitator. Hallelujah. Wow. Say, do you understand? Okay, I can repeat. I want you to get it. Something is supposed to teach in 5 minutes. It will use 5 hours. It's a lie. It's a lie. Blood liar from the pit of hell. He's just trying to establish rapport. And the devil can play the waiting game. Just wait. Don't worry, she'll be all right. The moment you bring your defenses down, he will see the exposure on his radar. Did God say that if you eat any this fruit? He didn't say this particular. He said any fruit. He said no. She now said no. He said this one. You are not trying to be friendly. You gave the enemy the information that will be used against you because you must say something. You must always have something to say. Opinion, comment. Facebook is your friend. One MB. What's happening in Nigeria? God save Nigeria. You must always type, which is why they've seen you, they've studied you, and that's why you should be like the wind. Jesus was teaching us that a man born of the Spirit is like the wind. You just know he's there, he's blowing. You can't predict him. You don't be predictive. Tomorrow, when you are coming to church, don't follow this road. Go through Ikorodu and come inside. You should not be predictable. I know it will cost you extra 2,000. Yes. This predictability, when I go out, this is where I lock my door. Then I reverse. Then I turn. I always go through the left if I'm going to walk. I go through the right when I'm going to church. Everybody knows you don't have friends. It's only walk and church. So they know where to wait for you. Listen to me. There are some battles you will face in life that may not really be engineered at completely destroying you. They will only look for exposure and weaken you so that when they finally are done with you, you will be spiritually useless. But the Lord forbid. So what was Paul's admonition? He said, take on the whole armor of God. So maybe in another meeting, we will consider the whole armor of God. But believe me, if you saw the fathers of faith in the Bible, practice it. It's okay for you to practice it. If you saw Jesus teach about it, then it's okay for you to do it. Give me Matthew 23:23. Hallelujah. So you have to be spiritually wise. Look at what Jesus said here. Woe unto you, scribes. You see those scribes, they are the ones always jotting. Not you. They say, Rema. Deep. That deep ended with that jump. Pharisees, they are the ones that analyze the message as it's coming. you should have used this scripture if you have used that scripture. That's why you are not making progress. Ah, where's my Bible? Hypocrite. For you pay tithe of mint and anise. Come in. See, when you are dealing with demons, you don't really need grammar. Devil came out. As long as you have said something, the devil has to obey. Came out is in past tense, which means the devil should not even be here. Because I've seen people cast out devil with bad English and the devil obeyed, which means even the devil is not literate. You have omitted the weightier matters of the law, which is what? Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. You should have paid a lot of attention to the weightier matters and not leave what? The order on what? Did Jesus excuse anyone? See, let me tell you. Money doesn't mean anything in heaven, but on earth, it has a lot of meaning, which is why you are going to work tomorrow. Even when you say you love God, you're still going to work tomorrow. Whatever has meaning to you, God will also place value on it and demand. That's why you tithe. And why you argue with your 10%? Some people here are doing 25. They are doing 25. If not, you will use that your tithe and enter Uber. I'm warning you. You will enter Uber in this Lagos, you never see anything. Say you want to, okay, give the money. Shebi, you say you want to help the poor. Yeah, enter Uber. You give, you will calculate. Somebody that told you to come for a business, you will go 3 times, 4 times in a month, 5 times. You calculate the money you used to go to Lekki. That's your tithe. And the person will still not give you the job. So don't mind me. It's not a pet doctrine, no. You can eat your money, oh, please. I came to tell you, eat your money. However, if you are not spiritually sensitive about the nature of spiritual attacks, you will not know the type of battle you are dealing with. Especially when you are praying and you find that with each prayer you are getting weaker and weaker. That means that attack is Ephesians 6:11. It was designed to weaken you from the inside and not to be able to pray again. When you get to that phase, my brother, don't stay at home again. Come to church. Kneel down. Let the brethren come around you. Don't just kneel down in their midst. Huh? Let them just begin to pray for you. Because there are deliverances only corporate anointings can bring you out from. Listen. As we close this first service, you must go back and look at the whole armor of God and analyze it. I will still do a separate message on that. You should also know the areas that are exposed personally for you. Cover the gaps. Elevate yourself in the spirit. Your gifting is on the other side of fire. Your accuracy, the next move of God, is on the other side of your fervency. God can bring the world to you. Father, we thank you for this morning and we bless you. Lord, let the fire of the Holy Spirit be released over this place, even for those who are watching online. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that the fervency of spirit, the true fire from the presence of the Lord, will begin to burn in our hearts, establishing us in the things of the spirit. We ask that in the name of Jesus, this fire will be true. It will be authentic. It will burn in the depths of our belly. It will be unquenchable. We come against every lukewarm spirit. We come against every tired spirit. We come against every spiritual slumber. We declare that in the name of Jesus, that everyone is arising with flames of fire in their belly. That every one of us, we are rising up with flames of fire in our belly. In the name of Jesus.
that every one of us, we are rising again this morning with fresh fire in our belly. That every one of us, we are becoming energized with the fire of the Holy Spirit. We are becoming energized with the fire of the Holy Spirit. No more lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. No more lukewarmness in the name of Jesus.
I was listening to an elderly wizard yesterday. I know where I meet them. It's a very matured, very elderly man, but he's a wizard. And he was talking about how in all their assignments, and I want to tell you this in case you are not aware. Please hear me. I'm going to my seat now. Maryland. You know, we have PFN. Aversa is a part of PFN, all right? But PFN has state chapter, zonal area, like up to the, like a local government, state government structure. The man said, when a person comes into our coven, he is assigned to a particular area. All the churches here put out their fires. Are you hearing me? Put out their fires. You cannot, listen, you cannot afford to be in a church that doesn't believe in prayer, because prayer signals communication with God. You cannot have a revelation against prayer. You cannot. You don't have that power. He said our assignment in that area is to identify all the families that live there that are serving God. And we must put rancor, disagreement, because we want to put out the fire. He said all the churches that are there, we want them to be singing and dancing. We don't want them to pray. He said, so we will implant some people in that church that will say, Pastor, people just want to dance and groove it. Okay. Next 7 Sundays, let's groove it. And they will keep grooving it. Till the lampstand will be removed. The way somebody took the maze from National Assembly some years ago, they will take the maze and walk out of the church. Nobody will see it again. And there's nothing wrong with worship and dance. I'm just telling you what the man said. The man said in all of his travels, there was only one man that they could not penetrate. The man was a school teacher. They looked at the man. They opened his file. They reviewed it. The man was always dressed up in his armor. That was the language that witch doctor used. He said he was always dressed up in his armor. And they saw that the only way they could get him was offense. They saw it. This man, the only thing that can bring him down, if he says he should not pray, he will pray. Even when he's sick, he will pray. But offense, they tried. It did not work. Then they tried to attack him and the thing backfired and people died. Many people in the coven died because they attacked a school teacher. So when you have a good excuse, so there's Christian malice. When you have a good excuse for the person you have chosen not to relate with, I want you to know your armor is exposed. I came to tell you that your excuse may be good for you. In the spiritual realm, you're already exposed. In fact, Jesus told us, he said, if you have aught against any man, not if the person, if you remember that you have, he said, leave your gift at the altar. Go and meet the person. Which means when I carry offense, automatically nobody's listening. Are you still here? You don't have the luxury. The person, you may be right and the person may be wrong. You don't have the luxury. See, learn how to forgive ahead. Pray for the grace. To what? So forgive ahead. You don't have the luxury. Because when I was talking about exposed armor, you are thinking something. This is it. Whether I like it or not, a day will come and you'll be tested. The question is not even the test. The question is, let's assume you fall. How long will it take for you to find your feet again? Bless the Lord.
You have received the word and heaven has marked your moment. This week you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.